BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Hamas-run civil defence agency in Gaza says at least 27 people, including women and children, have been killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes across the territory. The IDF says it struck commanders and infrastructure of Hamas and Islamic Jihad in response to violations of the ceasefire. Dan Johnson reports from Jerusalem.
People in Gaza describe these strikes as the heaviest since Donald Trump announced the second phase of the ceasefire. Apartment blocks and a Hamas police station were hit in Gaza City. Prisoners, police officers and children are among the dead. Further south, seven members of the same family are reported to have been killed when a helicopter struck the tent they were sheltering in. One man said it felt like war had returned to the Gaza Strip. Israel's military said it was checking the reports but did not confirm it had carried out any strikes.
There have been what appears to be a series of coordinated attacks by separatist militants across Pakistan's Balochistan province. There were explosions and gunfire in several cities, including Quetta, where critical government and administrative buildings have been sealed off. The provincial government says it managed to thwart the attacks, but at least 10 security personnel are dead, with some reports putting the figure higher. A state of emergency is in place. The Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has been holding talks with her British counterpart Keir Starmer in Tokyo. Speaking at a news conference, Keir said he believed that Euro-Atlantic security and Indo-Pacific security were indivisible. Our Tokyo correspondent Shaima Khalil has this assessment.
What struck me is that the general undertone of this visit is very, very different from his visit to China. His visit to China was highly criticized. In Japan, it's very different. He's here to an open relationship with a very, very old and strong ally. Both leaders spoke about expanding their cooperation. But I think it's also about him reassuring his allies that, yes, I've just come back from China, but Britain comes to this clear-eyed that this is an increasingly unstable Indo-Pacific and that China poses many risks.
In tennis, Yuliana Rybianka has won the women's singles title at the Australian Open for the first time. She beat the world number one, Arina Sabalenka, in the final in Melbourne. Rybakina fought back to win the deciding set. Here's our sport correspondent, Ben Croucher.
Rybakina settled earliest in this, breaking in the first game of the match, took the first set 6-4. There was nothing to choose between them in the second. They were exchanging powerful ground strokes, neither giving an inch. And then out of nowhere, Sabalenka broke to love to take the match to a decider. Now, Rybakina's usual bulletproof serve began to wobble. Sabalenka picked up an early break in the decider, but back came Rybakina. What we witnessed was extraordinary. She won five games in a row and then sealed the match with an ace to win 6-4, 4-6, 6-4.
Ben Croucher reporting, BBC News. Iran's military chief has said that Iranian forces are on high alert as the US continues its deployment of warships in the region. Amir Hatami has also said that Iran's nuclear technology can't be eliminated. President Trump has told the Iranian regime that unless it gives up all ambition to develop nuclear weapons, it will face a major attack. China's Minister of Emergency Management has become the latest official to be investigated for corruption. Wang Xiangxi is accused of serious violations of discipline and law. President Xi Jinping said earlier this month that anti-corruption was a battle that China must not lose. Last Sunday, China's highest-ranking general, Zhang Yuxia, was placed under investigation. He was widely seen as President Xi's closest military ally. Ukraine's power grid has been hit by mass outages following disruptions to electrical lines between Moldova, Romania and Ukraine. Residents in the capital, Kyiv, who are already struggling with extreme low temperatures, have been left without energy, heating and water supplies. There were also cuts in Moldova, where traffic lights in the capital, Chisinau, were affected. A Pokemon card game event due to be held at a site honouring Japan's war dead has been cancelled. The choice of venue, the Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo, had drawn outrage in China. Rory Gallimore has more.
Pokemon is a modern Japanese success story. Colourful monsters, stories of friendship, an animated export worth billions of dollars. The Yasukuni Shrine is a reminder of a darker past. It lists the names of more than 2 million people, including some leaders convicted of war crimes. Official visits to the site often anger Japan's neighbours, who were subjected to atrocities by Japanese forces in the early 20th century. So there was an outpouring of anger in China when plans emerged for a card game event at the shrine. The Pokemon Company has apologised. It said the event had been privately organised and was listed on its website due to a lack of diligence.
That's the latest. BBC News.